The Water Horse, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Nathaniel Parker.
Chapter 1. An Old Fish's Egg. It was Kirsty who found it. It was lying just above the high tide mark, a squarish, package-shaped object, the colour of seaweed, with a long tendril sticking out from each of its four corners. It was exactly the shape, in fact, of the mermaid's purses, the little horny egg capsules of the dogfish that were commonly washed up on the beach. But this one was the size of a large cookie tin.
"Look what I've found!" shouted Kirsty. "Quick, come and look!"
In the small hours of March the 26th, 1930, a great storm struck the west coast of Scotland. The huge seas that it had whipped up smashed against the foot of the cliffs, and the tigerish tempest ran up the face of them and grabbed a small white house on the cliff top in its jaws. The house quivered and shook in the teeth of the wind, and Kirsty, waking in sudden fright, was sure that the roof would fly away. The noise of the storm was fearful. "Angus will be terrified," thought Kirsty, and she jumped out of bed and ran to her little brother's room next door. Her mother arrived at the same moment carrying an oil lamp, and by its light they could see that Angus was sleeping, peacefully, sleeping like the baby he had been only a few years before. Outside, the thunder banged and the lightning flashed, the wind roared and the rain poured. Angus snored.
"Back to bed, Kirsty," said her mother. "I'll stay here a while in case he wakes."
"What about Grumble?" said Kirsty. "Is he all right?"
Grumble was Mother's father, who lived with them. When Kirsty was very small, she heard Mother say angrily to him one day, "All you ever do is grumble, grumble." And so she had thought that it was his name. It suited him. He came stumping along the corridor now, a big old man with a thick, droopy moustache.
"Can't sleep a wink," growled Grumble to his daughter and granddaughter, as though it were their fault. "Terrible weather. The Lord helps sailors on a night like this."
Kirsty and Mother grinned at one another, for Kirsty's father was a sailor, a merchant seaman. But at that moment, his ship was, they knew, in quiet tropical waters, far from tonight's frenzied Atlantic storm. At that moment, there came a clap of thunder so close and so loud that Angus awoke and sat up in bed.
"I heard a noise,"
he said in a matter-of-fact voice.
"It's a storm, Angus," said Kirsty. "A big storm."
"Going to blow the house down in a minute. I shouldn't be surprised," said Grumble.
Just for a moment, the wind dropped a little, and they could all clearly hear the crash of the breakers on the beach below. What would the sea throw up? Kirsty wondered. What would they find on the shoreline tomorrow?